Welcome back.
Thank you.
Look at that tan.
I had a little bit of a tan.
How did you get that tan at
what?
Goose Island? Well, you were back at they got a tanning booth at Goose Island.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Forget about it. Anyway, we had a great time.
We missed you.
Thank you.
And we got Nick on the phone, but Nicky?
Good morning, Nick.
Nicky? I thought he clicked him on. Well, we'll get him on in a second.
Okay, we got to have the engineer.
Nicky got, let's wait for him.
Listeners,
thank
give
you.
Us a call at 773-763-9278. We have two guests in our studio this morning. I'll let Artie introduce them.
All right.
But give us a call at 773-763-9278.
How quickly you forget laying on the beach.
He forgot it. Yeah, he just totally forgot all about
what
us.
What kind of drinks were you having there?
You know,
adult drinks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, I was in the sunshine, 80-degree weather. What?
Yeah.
It was
all
lovely.
Right, let's see. Nicky, how are you feeling? The lucky third. Oh.
We lost him.
We lost him. Well, Nicky's not
call
feeling well.
Back.
He'll call us back.
Call us back.
All right. Before we introduce our guests, Bobby, we're not using this name for our ice cream. Bobby and I are going to have our own ice cream with Windy City Candy, so we're not going to call it Disappointment Mint, okay?
Forget about it.
Or forget about it. Okay.
We are going to have our own ice cream with Windy City Sweets. They're one of our sponsors.
Yeah. Lazy is an ugly word. I prefer the term selective participation. You like that?
I like that.
Yeah, okay. And they're coming. The cicadas.
Oof.
Here they are, baby. They're on bike already. Cicada
hey, great,
Sally
Artie.
Was here.
Put that up so
and,
our listeners can see it.
And the important thing is that Cicada Sally is coming in to see you. And Steven, our guest last week, is writing a song for Cicada Sally. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to sing his new love song, Valentine. So I don't know. And one of our listeners sent this to you. Abbott Painting, he says, show that to Bobby.
Doris, you know those guys we hire to paint our house?
I know you guys are artists, but you don't stand there and paint. You paint the actual house. But,
yes, correct.
But Larry, thank you.
Hey, very nicely done.
Not our Larry the wrestler, but another Larry, one of our listeners.
Very nicely done.
Okay, let's get in and introduce our guests. All right. Lincolnwood is in the Cook County and is one of the best places to live. I agree. All right, we'll see if they agree. I think they will. All right, here we go today. Father and son team, mayor of Lincolnwood. Is it Giselle?
Jaisal.
Jaisal, okay.
Like Jason, but with an L at the end. Jaisal.
Jaisal Patel and Jaisal. His son, Jaisal Jr., senior of Loyola Academy. And right off the bat, did you pick a college? That's, go ahead.
I have, yeah. I'm committed to San Diego State University. I'll be heading there in the fall.
Wow. Was
congratulations.
That one of the two in the email?
That was one of the two.
Okay,
San Diego
good.
State or Indiana University, where I'm an alumnus.
Wow.
Smart man.
Congratulations.
Important
good
thing.
Good choice.
You go down by the pier there, across from the convention center. It's been many years I've been there. And it's a great fish place if you like fish. But more important, you sit there, you take them down there, and you sit at the picnic tables, and you see the big military vessels come by.
Yeah.
And it's like
I love San Diego.
20 to 30-story building coming by.
Oh, my gosh.
That is the best.
Yeah.
And the weather used to be just perfect all the time. I don't know with this environment and all that, but we'll have to ask
our
environments.
They have a theater, too, right off that pier, and they have the shows there like Ravinia. But that's such a beautiful area. My brother-in-law is in San Diego. My wife and I used to go down there every September.
Oh,
we haven't gone since we got married. We stopped going there. That's crazy. But it's a great town. We love San Diego. Congratulations.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Mary, next trip.
Yeah.
Start planning it. That's his wife. All right. Who's going to start? I want to hear your bios and your favorite sports team. And then we're going to talk about your mayor stuff. But I want to hear where you were born. Same thing with you, young man. And all the things, where you went to grammar school. We do have your teacher on the phone. Just kidding you.
I was going to say, I want to know which one that is.
We'll let the mayor go first.
If I'm in trouble or not.
All right, Mayor.
We'll start with me. And how about I'll go up until when he showed up, and then he can give his
bio. Perfect.
All right,
that's
great.
Okay.
So I was born in Chicago. My mother was in labor on Labor Day at St. Joseph's Hospital in 1975.
Wow.
I lived there on Belmont, right across from Our Lady Mount Carmel School.
Nice.
Until I was four, and my mom wanted a suburban school setting for us in this suburban lifestyle. So she convinced my father to move as far out as he could tolerate, and Lincolnwood is where we ended up.
Did your mother at night say, "You'll be mayor someday. You'll be mayor someday"? Do you know?
Not when I was a youngster.
Okay.
No, she later on in life, she wanted that for me.
Not a doctor or a lawyer?
No, Dad wanted that, certainly, with the last name Patel. You know, doctor is the goal for most of their sons. But we moved to Lincolnwood in 1979. I moved onto a quiet street just north of Devon, just across the border in Chicago, and have lived there ever since.
Wow.
But went to the schools in Lincolnwood. My mother started a Montessori school in Chicago, the very first Montessori school in Chicago, Lakeshore Montessori.
Wow.
It's at 707 West Waveland at the corner of Waveland and Pine Grove.
Okay.
So if you know where
that's tall
brick building right there.
Yeah, our buddy Avari Marco lives right down the street there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So right after moving to Lincolnwood, one of my classmates at Lakeshore Montessori School, his father was the editor-in-chief for Chicago Magazine at the time, was doing an article on diversity. The issue was on diversity that month, and wanted a photo with a bunch of kids of different ethnicities, and so came to my mom and asked for students of different colors. And so on the December 1980 cover of Chicago Magazine is myself and four of my classmates. And so just a little bit of the history of where I came from. I'm very much Lincolnwood, but I'm a Chicagoan through and through.
Devin, when you get a chance, 1980 Chicago Magazine cover. We want to see.
I've got a picture of it. You can throw it up on there.
Oh, Devin will find it maybe.
December 1980.
December 1980.
Yeah, but raised in Lincolnwood, went to Loyola Academy.
Thank you, Devin.
Myself, graduated from there, went on to Loyola University for a year, and then transferred to Indiana University to study real estate finance.
Okay.
Graduated from Indiana University, came back to Chicago, and immediately started working in commercial real estate.
Thank you.
Been a real estate broker, developer, investor, manager. Really everything in the business of real estate for the last 27 years. It's strange to say that
now. I see these license and certificates, state of Illinois real estate, insurance, securities, auctioneer. Did you used to call?
I was an auctioneer. I was a licensed auctioneer. I never did the calling.
Oh, I was going to say, you could, you know, auction off our bear or something today.
A business partner and I were starting an online auction platform for selling homes.
Okay.
And we were looking to be a platform for governments to use. It's funny, actually, they just started floating a bill last week that would make that permissible. So I might be moving forward with that business. But I did lots of things. I had an insurance license, securities license.
Buy, right? Yeah. We could do it.
I could hold up the sign.
That's it. License roofing.
Yeah, as a member of the real estate community, you often engage in construction business, and one of the things that we do often is roofing work. Sometimes just to do repairs, you need a roofing license. Merely to go on a roof in one community that will go unnamed, they required for us to do maintenance on a roof. They said, nope, if you're going to go on the roof, you need to have a license. So 3 months later, I showed up with a roofing license. I said, here's my license.
Wow.
One of the things that kind of led me into government was working in real estate and seeing how things work, how stacked the deck is against development, against developers and what we're trying to do. And if I had an opportunity to change things, I would take it. And that's what happened. I was offered an opportunity to run or to interview to run for trustee in Lincolnwood in 2007. And I interviewed and they selected me and, the rest I would say is up to him, because I became a trustee, he was 8 months old. And so,
before we go to him, one more thing, certified hotel owner.
Yes.
Do you have a hotel or two?
Yes, I do own two small non-flagged hotels in the O'Hare market.
Oh, I thought maybe you were down warm, you know, Bobby and I could go down and inspect them, right, Bobby?
Nope.
Hawaii, maybe?
Schiller Park and Mount Prospect. As glamorous as they are, I don't even have a pool at either one of those.
But. And your favorite sports team before we go over to the junior?
I am a diehard Chicago Bears fan. I have been since I was 8 years old, and I'm very, very happy with Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. I'm looking forward to attending games this year and
Later on, we're going to talk about this Bear White Sox stadium deal, but not yet.
On to Jason.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I've been born and raised in Lincolnwood all 17 years of my life. I went to the local grade school at Lincoln Hall Middle School, same where my dad went. And I've been, 4 years in Loyola Academy. I'm a current senior. I can't wait to go to San Diego State, major in astronomy. It'll be fun.
That's right. I said astrology, but astronomy is correct.
Oh, that's an interesting topic.
Oh, it's fascinating. I love it. I've loved that every day since I was 6 years old. I picked up a first space book, and I started reading all night long. And here I am about to major in it.
All right. I would interrupt you because when I walk the dog in the morning, there's some bright star probably east. I know it's hard to... East, is it the station, the Skylab or something? Or is there a star that's brighter than the rest of them up there?
Well, there are a lot of stars out there, obviously, but some are a lot brighter than others. That might have been part of a constellation. You know, Chicago is a very light polluted city, so it's hard to see some of the smaller ones. But those brighter ones, it could have been. Do you know like where in the sky you were looking? You said east.
It's probably east, southeast, and I'll take a photo and send it to you. But it's amazing because over where we're at, next to Wright College, there's not a lot of streetlights, you know, so cul-de-sac. So you can see a lot at that time, you know. And I'm like, going to take a picture because I thought maybe it was the Skylab. And if you go to Facebook, there's all this fake news. I was looking one day and a young lady was saying, well, why don't they go to the sun at night when it's not out? And I'm like, okay, that's enough for the fake news there, right?
When the sun is not out.
Yeah, right. And we're that's a very interesting topic.
What did you think about that eclipse?
Well, the eclipse was great. You know, here in Chicago, we didn't get 100% coverage, but even it was like, what, 93, 94%. It was still incredible to see.
So are we all going to the next one? Was it 40 years, Bobby Gadwillan?
Yeah. Well, Artie, that was nice what you sent me. Artie sent me, you know, with eclipse and pictures of him and I, like we're viewing it, you know.
Oh,
what
we
clown technology.
We put,
you know what I mean?
We're safe. You know how people put we're safe? Well, we're safe after the eclipse.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, like we were there, like we were there.
And back to you.
Yeah, that's really all I got to say. You know, I've loved Chicago. I lived Chicago all 17 years. I hope to come back after my 4 years at San Diego State. And favorite sports team, you know, yes, my dad, probably the Bulls. We've been season ticket holders nearly my entire life. And I grew up watching Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler.
Nice.
Unfortunately, they're gone. But you know, even nowadays.
Fond memories.
I make you jealous. When I was younger, there was a guy who used to come at Treasure Island, worked at the store. I went to school's architect. His name was Lester, God rest his soul. And my brother liked basketball. So he says, tell him to come to gate 3.5. My brother is 8 years younger than me. He'd go there. He'd put a camera around his neck, and he'd sit him at the press table when Jordan was starting. Huh? Those days are gone. But, yeah, too bad he's not around. We send you over there and sit at the press table.
Yeah.
Because Lester would have it done.
Wow. Sweet.
And San Diego. So you're going to have some fun out there.
Oh, I can't wait.
Do you surf or are you going to take up surfing or anything like that?
Well, I don't surf. I'd love to learn to surf. It's an awesome hobby out there. It'd be great to, you know, rip some waves. You know,
he's not coming home once he goes. My son left 2 years ago, going to be 2 years in July, and he finished in film, and he's in L.A., so... He's not coming back. That's okay.
There's a lot to be said for that. My father came from India in the 60s, and he was the first from our family to come, and he came straight to Chicago and set up his business here and his roots, and the family came, and this is where they came. And sitting around family events and holidays nowadays, you know, it's, Uncle, did you have to choose Chicago?
Yeah.
Because why couldn't they be in Florida or California or Arizona? And, you know, I'll say I love Chicago, and you were talking about the environment and the way that weather patterns are changing. Chicago is working out to be pretty good. But my sister went to Arizona State for undergrad and then went to Miami for law school, came back to Chicago for about 6 weeks and said, not for me. And she went to San Diego and followed my mother there.
Ah.
So my mother went to move to California.
Wow. So auntie to go over and have some dinner, huh?
Mm-hmm. And nice. So when he was about one, my mother retired to La Jolla. My sister moved there shortly after her, moved in with my mother. They lived together. But then my college roommate, one of my best friends still to this day, moved to San Diego right after college. And so it's easy for him to go to San Diego. I say that, you know, coming from my perspective, but The place he spent his life most, other than Lincolnwood, is San Diego. Okay. Visiting there, that'd the first place that he went to visit, really, I think, was La Jolla. So.
Do you share a room now with your brother, or do you have your own?
No, I have my own room. I'm looking forward to having
my room. Now you're going to probably have to share a room in college, huh?
Yeah, I can.
Are you ready for that?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I took a tour back in September, and I saw a double and a triple. They're, you know, not the biggest rooms, but I still love them. I can't wait to spend time with the other guys.
Okay.
Nice.
And there's no co-eds, I hope.
No.
No, you're too young to, you know. And hey, you're too young to be a grandpa.
Don't get personal.
That's what I tell my kid. Hey, you know, I'm older than Google, but I'm too young to be a grandpa.
So are you telling me you want me to go out there a lot and make sure he's staying on the straight and narrow?
Like, I don't think you have to worry. I don't think you have to worry about
your son.
The couple
times I mentioned I don't have to worry. And I think your wife is probably, I haven't met her, but she's probably, you know.
She says,
don't say that to him.
Wow.
So tell us a little bit, real quick, about your wife and your two other kids. We got a chance to meet them.
Sure. So you met Miles and Jillian.
Okay.
They're my 11-year-old daughter and my 13-year-old son, his younger siblings. They're great. They're in fifth and seventh grades. And, you know, just typical Lincolnwood kids. Love their baseball and basketball and love their video games and their friends, and they're having a great life. My wife and I have been together for a very, very long time. We started dating in 1993 when we were freshmen in college.
Okay.
We were friends for about 8 months before we started dating. We got married 20 years ago. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary this summer. We're going on a trip
to
Congratulations.
So I'll get some advice from
you
later. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's awesome.
But she's an educational psychologist. She works in a school system here in the suburbs. She loves her family, loves her work. She's this awesome wife. My backbone, my support. Without her, I wouldn't be who I am.
That's
for sure.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
That's so
wonderful.
Nice.
Bobby, tell them how many years you've been married. Go ahead.
I didn't get married until I was 62. You know what I mean? I was a police officer, a painting contractor, did various, businesses and jobs. And, when you work, 14, 15 hours a day, that's your work takes all your time. But I didn't get married until I was 62. But I met this beautiful girl. When I first went out with her, I told my mom, I said, Mom, if I ever get married, I hope it's to that girl there. And guess what? We got together.
You see? It's
Isn't
wonderful.
Something?
You sound like a very lucky man to be able to say at 62,
That's
I told
right.
my mom
yeah.
to be able to have your mother at 62.
Oh, I know.
You're a
oh,
very
my
fortunate
God.
Person.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you. I miss my mom so. She's been gone 9 years now. But, without your family.
Oh, God, yeah.
Thank God I have Artie. Now you guys are my friends.
That's right.
I got my beautiful wife. But, and I got great friends. But losing your parents, that's hard. You know what I mean?
It is. I lost my mother 5 years ago. It was rather sudden. She was taken
by
cancer. And it was
a tough,
short battle, unfortunately. But it's tough. But,
yeah.
I gained great perspective, mm-hmm. and she would appreciate, and I know that she's there with me every day, not spiritually.
Right, but lives but in her heart.
In the memory and what she taught me, and that lives on in her grandkids,
of course.
It will live on for forever and ever.
Yeah, you're so blessed to be able to relate to her and hold good thoughts. And, she's with you. She's looking down at you. So is my mom and other listeners, the same situation. Your mom and your parents are looking down at you. So you keep moving forward and do well, and they are glowing.
And do you hear her voice once in a while when she says,
hey, listen.
That's Bobby's favorite word.
I'm glad that Jaisal Jr. particularly got an opportunity to interact with his grandmother. She passed when he was only 13.
Wow.
But still, at 13, you'll have
good memories
developed and be able to understand and carry that with.
Yeah.
And it's great that we have so much video.
Oh, that's
I don't have video of my grandparents.
God.
I have good memories of my grandfather.
Yeah.
He was a preacher for 57 years and had this booming voice. And so we have all this video of my mom so that they can see their grandmother and remember that all that stuff that they heard was actually true.
Oh, that's
she was a very
nice.
Boisterous woman, had a lot to say.
Wow.
Now, I think you said your dad's around.
Oh, yeah, my dad is around. He's
what's he doing now? Retired or has he still got a business? Come on now.
He does not know the word retired.
There we go.
My dad is very active. He's also in been in real estate since the 70s.
Nice.
Wow. So he works with us. He consults with us. But he's always out there. He's a deal hunter. Looking
go.
For things to buy, looking for deals to make.
Wow.
And
great.
So he can't stop. He's 80 years old. And,
God love us.
There's no quitting him. His friends go and play golf and go on vacation. And
hey,
he spends months in India at school.
There we go.
And he refuses. And we all try to get him to. And that's what he does. And
yeah, so that keeps him young, working and, being involved with things,
So let's go back to when you were a trustee. You became a trustee, and then what happened that you wanted to become mayor?
So I was a trustee for 14 years. From 2007,
years.
I served as a trustee. I would say around, 2012, 13, something like that, in my second term. People started talking, are you going to run for mayor? And I had a good relationship with the mayor at that time, Jerry Turry, who served three terms. And so I had a great relationship with Jerry and kind of started the mentor-mentee process
he
and was talking about it.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed what I was doing. I felt that I was having good results, that my service was effective. And so I felt good about what I was doing and wanted to continue. Also, being a trustee helped me in my career. I learned a lot about process, about government, about good government. I think my career helped me in my role in government, and my role in government helped me in my career. So it's a nice symbiotic relationship
there.
Nice. But then when I was intending to run for mayor back in 2016, 2017, Jerry Turry decided to run for what was going to be his fourth term.
Okay.
And he lost. And so I actually considered resigning for very briefly because I didn't like the position I was in and the setting. Just politics can be ugly sometimes.
Oh, right.
But I had a couple of good friends that said, just stay with it and do the right thing. Just keep doing your job. And I stayed with it. And, even
worked
though I didn't
out.
Like things the way they started, Lincolnwood government has been good all along. And so we were able to do things. And I was able to build a good team to be able to continue on my my goal of becoming mayor. And I wanted to help Lincolnwood. I mean, we have a slogan. I was telling you earlier, there's nothing gooder than a Lincolnwooder, but we wear an I Love Lincolnwood button, and I do. I really love Lincolnwood. And so people ask, I was just with our fourth grade doing a presentation on local government on Thursday, and one student, they always ask me hard questions.
Give me one of them. Come on, let me hear one of the hard ones from a fourth grade.
Why did you want to become mayor?
Yeah,
there we go.
I don't want to answer that right this second. Let me get back to you. And two questions later, I said, because I love Lincolnwood.
Okay.
I've spent virtually my whole life here, and Lincolnwood has been very good to me. It's been my home. It's nurtured me and been there for me. It's the home of my business, the home of my children. And I want to help it. And I want to help those that are in the shoes I was in when I was a youngster in the same way. And so that's why I do it.
Mayor, let me ask you a question for our listeners. What's the population of the village of Lincolnwood?
13,463 is the number on our sign.
Okay, let's see here. I'm going to check from the census here. I got it here. 13,000 what?
463.
That's it.
And then also, what are the boundaries for Lincolnwood?
So I was going to ask you, that's one of my trivia questions. So I'll give you, we meander a little bit on the north, on the west, and on the south. But on the east, our easternmost boundary, what do you think our boundaries are, Bob?
I would say Cicero.
Easternmost. Might be western, but how about eastern?
Well,
east
is towards the lake.
I'm going to say Pulaski over there, Crawford. You go farther east than that?
So most people think that it's McCormick or the North Shore Channel.
Really?
But it's actually Kedzie.
Oh, is it
so
really?
So we include
Kedzie
where Thillen's baseball field is.
Yeah. Okay.
That actually sits in Lincolnwood.
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
So there's a park, a Chicago park, that sits in Lincolnwood called Park 538 that goes from Devon to Toohey. And Kedzie to the river or the channel.
Interesting.
And so that's Chicago Park 538. That includes Thillen's.
Yeah.
But that's all in Lincolnwood. On the north side, it's Toohey, but it meanders north of Toohey at Hamlin.
Wow.
Goes up to Jarvis and then goes over all the way to the Edens.
So, and then it goes south. That's interesting. I was thinking more in the line of Artie with Pulaski or Crawford, right. Because, you know, it's you're like on the borderline of Skokie, too. And, you know, that's a lovely area, but, you know.
Yeah. But I forgot about the Whistlers that was there.
There you go.
The Dairy Star. My brother used to work there as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I bet your brother worked at Dairy Queen because it used to be Dairy Queen, right?
Yeah. I think he also worked at the. Maybe it was Dairy Star.
It was Dairy Star. About 1983, it was Dairy Queen. Is that what? Okay. Star.
And they had that miniature golf there still. That miniature golf place still there.
It is. Bunny Hutch.
And they have Lou Malinati started in Lincolnwood. Famous pizza place.
That's right. Lou Malnati's original location is on Lincoln Avenue. If you drive by, look at the top of the sign. There's a one up there.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's because it's the first one. Novelty Golf,
right?
Which is the miniature golf. I grew up there. I've called it Bunny Hutch since I was 5 years old.
Yeah, Bunny Hutch. Everyone listens.
But the Bunny Hutch is only the name of the restaurant.
Yeah. Right.
Novelty Golf is the golf, the arcade, and the batting cage. But that's owned by a Lincolnwood trustee, Craig Klatsko. I believe it was his mother that opened Novelty Golf.
It's
and
been
it's
there
celebrating
for years.
Its 75th year
it's
this
been there
summer.
For years.
When I moved, Bobby, I found a little...
Years. Wow,
I don't know if you guys remember, there used to be a vending machine, a round thing, and you could put letters on there. And that's where my first date with my wife was. And I still have that, you know, because I'm a hoarder, you know, Bobby. But we dated 13 years, and we've been married 33. So do the math.
He has a lovely wife.
Hey, I'm on the same trajectory, so that's great.
So, yeah.
But wow, that's interesting.
Should we go to commercials and we come back and talk about all this different stuff? One of our guests, Mary Asparopoulos, did some stuff in your area.
Listeners, we'll be back. We're going to go to commercials and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Abbott Painting. Painting and decorating since 1973. Abbott Painting specializes in commercial, industrial, and residential properties. Abbott Painting is a licensed general contractor. Whether it's a wall, ceiling, floor, cabinet, tower, deck, fence, or anything you can imagine, Abbott Painting, with their 48 years of experience, applies premium paint finishes or wall coverings that will exceed your expectations. Call Abbott Painting and mention this ad for a 10% discount. For your free estimate, call 773-725-9800. Again, that's 773-725-9800. Thank you.
Attention out there. Atomic Bingo is looking for show hosts with good personalities, great part-time money, and very short hours. For more information, call 773-805-1900 and ask for Ray. That's 773-805-1900 and ask for Ray. Atomic Bingo, always a blast.
Family Entertainment by JJ. JJ is an Arlington-based family entertainer. He is an award-winning balloon artist and clown. He is also a very funny magician and a face painter who draws quick, simple designs to keep things moving. Ask JJ about his big bubble fun and his link to the North Pole. JJ will help you plan your party by using his years of experience as a family entertainer. Use JJ for birthday parties, corporate events, schools, and picnics. He also makes childcare, nursing home, and hospital visits. JJ has been entertaining children and adults of all ages for over 30 years. Call now for party planning and pricing. You can reach him at 847-483-4520. JJ is a Midwest Clown Association Hall of Fame inductee. Again, 847-483-4520.
Teach your students the joys of science with Denoyer Geppert. We're the USA's leading manufacturer of anatomical models for education, with a number of our products on display at the Made in Chicago Museum. From autographed anatomy to zoology models, we have something for all ages. Place an order online today at Denoyer.com.
Have you felt that your house is lacking the sunlight it needs? Are you spending too much on heating and cooling? Do we have the solutions for you? Our company, Windows Now, specializes in installing windows and doors that best fit your needs. Our beautiful casement windows, making it easy to open and close with our side hinge design and effortless crank handle. Enjoy superior ventilation and refreshing airflow while maximizing natural light. Our double hung windows give you that classic timeless look while also acting as a money saver. as the double-hung windows include a very tight seal and effective insulation, helping reduce those heating and cooling bills. But we don't just stop there. Our company also specializes in door installments from the front to the back. Our entry doors feature stunning designs with customizable options, so you can have an entry that your guests are bound to love. Our patio door installments are the beautiful combination of our casement and double-hung windows, featuring doors that provide excellent insulation, saving you money, and giving you that beautiful, natural light. Begin your first consultation by calling 312-785-3001 or visiting our website at www.windowsnowllc.com. Again, that's 312-785-301 or visiting our website at www.windowsnowlc.com. Tell Windows Now staff that Art and Bobby sent you. Do not forget magic phrase for your discount. Hey, listen.
Limo-style private tours of Chicago's historic downtown, lakefront, Mag Mile, Chicago mob, ghost, and haunted stories, historic churches, stunning architecture. Up to 6 people per tour, we pick you up and bring you back in style. For Chicago tours you'll never forget, call 312-841-2560. That all-important phone number is 312-841-2560.
Trust that will endure. Jennings reputation rides with you.
Welcome to JenningsChevrolet.com. Jennings Chevrolet in Glenview is a family-owned business that's been serving Chicagoland since 1958. How has Jennings remained in business while so many of our competitors faded away? The simple reason is that Jennings delivers the low prices plus the quality sales and service experience that other dealers only promise. Every dealership pays the exact same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, every buyer qualifies for our lowest advertised price. The low price you see is the low price you pay. Jennings has one of the area's largest inventories of new Chevrolets and quality pre-owned vehicles. If you can't find what you're searching for, we'll get it through our express locator system. Thank you for visiting JenningsChevrolet.com.
Jennings reputation rides with you.
Welcome back, listeners. Hey, listen, let's welcome our guest back, the mayor of Lincolnwood. And his dear son, welcome back, Mayor.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
I got a question for you guys. Lincolnwood, formerly known as Tessieville?
Tessville.
What was it named for? Do we know?
The founder of Lincolnwood was Johann Tess.
Ah.
And the story is that didn't like the rules in Chicago that were limiting his ability to sell liquor, have gambling, and other illicit businesses. And so... On the site of Novelty Golf, supposedly there was a gambling outfit and even a brothel.
Wow!
Back when Lincolnwood was first founded, so as Tessville, Lincolnwood became Lincolnwood in 1919.
Yeah,
I didn't wear a T-shirt today. You know, I lose track of the date sometime. I'm sorry, but yeah, our first mayor was Henry A. Prosel.
Okay, well, thank you for that knowledge, and you know. Speaking of gambling, are you guys going to get into gambling? I got a text here.
Oh, you got a text about...
video gambling.
Video gambling.
One of our friends and listeners wants to know.
So this has come up, I want to say...
1,000 times.
Three times in Lincolnwood before. It's come before in the village board. And all three times it's been denied. I brought it as mayor. And my two predecessors both brought it. The village just isn't interested in that revenue stream. They feel that it's negative. When I say the village, the feedback that the government gets.
Yeah.
It's somewhat nominal, I think, from two locations. You might expect somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 a year in tax revenue. I look at it as a...
couple potholes, maybe?
Liability, maybe?
$100,000 is substantial amount of money for most people. I think it should be for a government as well. But people say, well, we don't need more vices or we don't need more this or that. I like to say we don't need more vacancy. And as long as we have vacancy and we have uses that are viable, that can be a productive part of the community. You know, if people want to say that gambling is bad, we can all sit here right now at this table and gamble on our phones.
Anywhere.
You can gamble
anywhere.
The next play of a game
that's
is
right.
going to be.
Yep.
And so I know my...
I have a breaking thing. Don't bet on the Sox, right, Devin?
Oh, I heard the reverse. I actually heard that if you bet even money straight up for the Sox to lose for the season, you're going to end up at like 65%. You're going to win.
There we go, Devin. Well, your team.
He's right now. Maybe. You know what? Anything's possible.
What is it?
Possible.
3 out of 26 games they won?
Yeah. They won four.
They're up to four now.
Yeah,
they won last night on Apple TV. So when you had to pay money to see them play, that's when they actually won. I almost swore on this show for the first time in 3 years.
I'm predicting they're going to have a baker's dozen win this year, 13. So get ready.
They're on verge to win 20.
Yeah.
I'm saying 13.
So just do the math. Even money, or sorry, straight up for losses, you know, if they're only going to win 20 games,
you're going to win.
It's
still a great venue to go there.
God, yeah. Sox Bobby Park. Said a couple events there.
Yeah, fireworks. It's a great place. The food is
barbecue,
good.
Barbecue,
yeah.
And then you sit in the seats. It's really nice.
It's a great place.
So I hear on Monday there may be a bunch of high school age kids that aren't in school. Sorry for putting my hand in front of the camera.
Is that cutting, what they used to call it, senior day or something? When they cut? What was the name for that, Devin?
Yeah, right.
Ditch Day.
Ditch Day.
It's been a few years since I've been in high school.
And so, you know, I said, what better opportunity to go and do something, maybe for free or for a dollar?
They're a dollar now.
I'm guessing you could get into that game for a dollar. And I heard they have a whole bunch of new food.
So go
there for a snack, you know, see a little bit of baseball.
It's funny you mention that because I'm going to the game Monday because Monday the tickets are $4. For this Monday, it's $4 tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Well, probably the dollar ones are up top there, but you know, you can come down below.
I'm
like
guessing
I said, it's a
you'll
great
be able
venue.
To move around in the stadium.
I think so.
It's a great venue.
All right, before we jump back to Lincolnwood, let's talk about this Bears-White Sox stadiums. What's your thought on there? Should we, as taxpayers, all of us, give them anything?
So I got very strong feelings on this. I haven't been, I've declined offers to give interviews to media outlets about this.
We only have 13 listeners, so don't worry,
perfect.
Mayor.
Perfect. 13 million, right?
Yeah. Don't tell anybody.
I think Arlington Heights is a fantastic site. It's a fantastic opportunity, not for Arlington Heights or for the Bears, but for the region. That's a huge draw and a huge opportunity to have a huge development that can generate jobs, taxes, interest, traffic, not in a bad way, traffic as in volume. The Soldier Field site currently is a beautiful location to look at. It's a beautiful location to go boating and to go fishing and even during the week to go to museums and, you know, to maybe, you know, do some exercise of any kind that you might want to do.
Come on, let's not push it down, Mayor. We're a little older here, you know. We do exercise in our seats, right, Bobby? No,
yeah.
Bobby used to go to club before you hurt your back.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Unfortunately, I fell on the ice. I injured my lower back.
Yeah.
But I'm getting better, you know what I mean?
I've been going to Bears games since I was 15 years old, driving to Bears games since I was 15 years old. And the story is the same. I mean, no matter where you come from, no matter how you look at it, you need to go through downtown Chicago to get to Soldier Field.
That's right.
You have Lakeshore Drive, you have Congress, you have I-55 to pick you up to South Lakeshore Drive, but you have this terrible bottleneck that you can't avoid.
The traffic there is horrible.
And
the parking?
Like I said earlier, you can't get a cab or anything out of there. You got to walk over to Michigan Avenue or somewhere.
Yeah, you
got
to walk.
And even if you have parking.
Yeah.
We went to a Thursday night game, right? Did you go or Miles went with
Miles
me?
Went.
His younger brother went with me to a Thursday night game, the one that they had this year. We left Lincolnwood at 5:30. We got to the game at the second quarter.
Well, you have to leave for the game like at maybe 2:30, 3 o'clock. And then you have a chance to see the, you know, kickoff. Well,
that was for a night game. But we've been going, as Junior said, we've been going to Bulls games since he was just 4 or 5 years old. And we can leave for a Bulls game, a 7 o'clock Bulls game, at 6 o'clock and take the Kennedy and get there.
It's a little bit easier
because
you know, with all the traffic on the lakefront there. It's very challenging.
And so that's the first thing I look at is that issue. But you have that great opportunity in Arlington Heights. And like I said, it's good for the region.
The region, I agree.
When I go to a Bears game, I leave my house, I go to the game, and I come home.
Yeah.
And I want to say the vast majority of Bears fans are doing the same thing. And so to say put it downtown, why? So you can snarl traffic on Sunday and make it difficult for people to do other things that who want to come to the
that's,
city.
That's a good
who
point.
Who want to go to the museums
on
those
days. Yeah, that's a good point, Mayor.
And we're talking about 9 or 10 days a year, whereas in Arlington Heights, I bet it would be 50 or 60 days a year. And you have expressways and everything that'll satisfy it.
And you can have all those entertainment venue, a hotel. It'd be huge.
It could be concerts. An equivalent to what you see in the campus at in Arlington, Texas, where the Cowboys play or where the Chargers and Rams play in Los Angeles. And those are great supporters of the community from an economic standpoint.
And I want to thank you for you and the whole committee there, because now we got a great place. We got to meet you there over there at Lincoln and Tui.
It, by my
it,
friend.
It says district
friend,
something. What is that district?
District 1860.
What does that mean?
So, and we're talking about the site where there was an infamous Purple Hotel.
Yeah.
Purple Hyatt. Yeah.
That's
come
right.
on, we all
it was
know the Purple Hyatt.
The first Hyatt hotel ever built by the Pritzker family.
Really?
The first hotel was purchased and they named it the
all
Hyatt.
Right.
Wow.
But the first one that they built was that
famous
one.
Famous.
Okay. So the new development is called District 1860. 1860 is the year that Abraham Lincoln was elected.
Ah,
so that's
got
how they chose
it.
The
it
name.
Makes sense.
It's an entirely new development. I was instrumental in the creation of this development going back to 2007 in requiring the demolition of the old building or coming up to code, creation of a new TIF, creation of concept plans.
Excellent.
What we've got there is about 125,000 square feet of retail. A lot of restaurant use is obviously what's going into retail space now, as we met at Devonte and Oteca.
Right.
They have Fat Rosie's that's already open, and then just the day before yesterday.
It's a beautiful development.
Fat Poor opened, and Amazon Fresh is coming there.
Wow.
There are 300 apartments.
Oh, Amazon Fresh.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And then also a five-story, 155-room Marriott dual-branded hotel is under construction.
Wow, right. Excellent, man.
First time I took my son to Amazon Fresh on Calvary, he goes, Dad, this is the ripoff store. I go, what do you mean? He go, you go in, you go out. You're not paying. What's going on here?
The grab-and-go concept.
Grab-and-go.
They should have had grab, pay, and go.
Yeah. They had those downtown for a while.
I got a caller coming
you
in.
You do?
Mayor,
all right.
We want to thank you and your son for being on our show.
But don't go anywhere, because I got a couple questions after we talk about this wonderful. Let's get Joseph is on the phone.
Frank, good morning, Frank.
Good
welcome
morning.
To our show. Where are they now?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Hey, this is our illustrious sir, our potentate of the Medina Shriners. Thanks for calling in, Frank.
Don't forget
and
the name,
us
Art
promote
Andrews.
The onions.
I'm working on the other side there, Bobby. Tell him, you know.
Hey, Frank, illustrious sir, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Thank you for all your great work with your divan and getting us off the ground with the onions. This is our annual Vidalia onion sale.
And Joseph's on, too. We have a
That's going to happen on May 3rd to May 5th. Please check the medina.org for sales. Illustrious, do you want to touch on the onions?
Well, it sounds like we're going to have a fantastic batch this year. They are supposedly fresh, they're nice and firm, and they're big. So I think we're going to have a very successful onion sale. Again, like you said, Bobby, you want to go to www.medina.org, and on the website will be an entire list.
I think we got it right there, Bobby. Underneath there. Grab the list there.
We'll put this up.
No. There's another list. There it is.
Yeah, we have more locations, listeners.
You got a lot of locations there, Bobby.
This year than we've ever had in the previous years. But you can go, like our potentate said, you can go to www.medina.org, find the location, you know, in your city, Batavia, Brookfield, Elmhurst, Geneva. We're all over. We're in all the major suburbs, mostly. And you could find a site that's easy for you to go to.
Bobby, what's the goal? How many thousands of pounds this year are you guys going to sell?
Well, we hope to sell. Last year we sold 58,000 pounds. We hope to sell as many as we can. This benefits the Shriners Center, and it benefits the temple. And these onions are magnificent. They taste like apples. They don't tear your eyes. And it's a great venue for the temple.
So, Bobby, you tell me when I chop them up, I don't have to put a piece of bread in my mouth? Because that's what I learned working in the deli.
Man, no, not that, at all, not at all.
You look like a mad dog with that piece of
the Vidalia onions are always so sweet. The sweetest variety of onion that's out there.
Well, thank you all for doing all this wonderful stuff, and I know you've done it for a few years.
We do this because we love the shrine, and we love what we do.
That's true.
We help children from all walks of life. Anybody has a child that needs help, contact us for the Shriners Hospital for crippled children. We also handle children with cleft lips and various things. We have burn institutes, and we're about helping children.
That's true. And you have some great events. I've been there, Bobby. You invited me. And
yeah, well,
especially when the prime rib comes. There's enough prime rib there for a month.
Hey, listen, Potentate, we hope to get Artie into the Masons. We're working on getting him into the Masons.
We're into the next one. We got to get you in the Masons too.
You know, join us. We got the mayor of Potentate from Lincolnwood here
joining
our guest today with his son.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
How are you, sir?
And maybe next year, Bobby, we get a location in Lincolnwood, too, to have it set up.
That would be great. Yep.
You know, that would be great.
All right, listen, we got JJ on the other line, so.
JJ, he's talking. He's on there. JJ, we got him connected.
With us on this line?
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Hello,
hi,
JJ.
What do you want to add to this wonderful?
Hey, good morning.
We got the illustrious Potentate on the line, too, John.
Hello, illustrious sir. How are you? Hello, JJ. Good. How are you? You know, the two of you guys between Bobby and JJ, these are the guys that are heading up this entire project. And I just got to tell you, they're doing an amazing job. They are working so hard. And it's going to be a good week this week when the onions come in and we get them out on the street for sale.
Thank you. Thank you, illustrious sir. We appreciate your support and your backing. And our unit heads that are promoting it. Look for the Shriners. They'll be wearing their red fez, be dressed appropriately, selling onions, and we appreciate everyone's support. Again, listeners, please check our website. It's medina.org, www.medinah.org, for sales, locations, and times. Also, you can call myself, 312-636-8400, or you can reach out at rdrell3@gmail.com. The sales will begin Friday, May 3rd, and go to May 5th.
Turn your radio down, whoever's got their radio on there, please.
And 10-pound bags are going for $15. For one 10-pound bag, two 10-pound bags are for $25, and a half a bag is for $8. This is an annual event, listeners. We appreciate your support, and please come out and buy some Vidalia onions.
Don't forget to get me my bag. I'm ordering one because I'm going to make onion soup.
Nice.
In a nice...
Also, listeners, we have a cookbook on our website.
I downloaded it on my phone.
They'll tell you how to make the onions, how to prepare the onions, how to store the onions. You know, you could wrap them in newspaper or you can put them in ladies' hosiery, and they'll stay good for 6 months. I know that because I've done it.
Okay. I don't have any at home myself, but I'll ask my wife.
All right, JJ, can you add, you want to add anything?
Anything else, gentlemen?
Just want to let you know, on the when you go to the website, there's a tab right at the top of the page that says the Daily Onions. All you got to do is click on that.
All right, great.
Got it. And you better go early because with them on the show, I don't think we're going to be there to the end.
Yeah,
Bobby.
Well, you know what? These onions this year, listeners, are, like Potentate said, they're ripe, juicy, hard, and they're really good quality. So these come from Georgia, and they're they're grown in the crops, and they're all ready to go, and they're delicious onions. And we appreciate your support. This is an annual event. My partner is John Joseph. He's my co-chairman. Last year, we both handled this, and this is for Medina Shriners. And we appreciate your support.
Well, thank you again. Anything else before they go?
Anything else, illustrious sir?
I think you covered it all very well. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in, illustrious sir, and supporting us. And Johnny, thank you, and I'll give you a call in a little while.
Thank you.
All right, thank you both.
All righty.
Take care.
Take care, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mayor, I understand you might have a buyer for the Lincolnwood Town Center. Any truth to that?
It's my understanding that it's under contract right now.
Oh, it is?
Yes, so hopefully we will hear about a closing and then...
Are they going to do what they've been doing at different malls? I think Old Orchard's doing it and building some housing there, too.
So we actually developed concept plans. One of the first things on my list when I became mayor was to help that along. Being in retail, working in the mall world... I have seen malls turn into ghost malls, and I didn't want that to happen in Lincolnwood Town Center. And so given an opportunity to be redeveloped, and the best way to do that from the government's perspective is to show the development community, show the community that we are willing to listen, that we are open to mixed use, to the higher density that people are putting in. And so we developed three sets of concept plans that we put out and approved. And when I say we, I mean the entire village board. Right. And it's important to say that in local government, it's definitely not a mayor, a one-person job. It's not just
Michael Jordan wasn't an eye.
Exactly. But it's also, there's a lot of staff, there are a lot of consultants, a lot of people involved in the process. But we put out concept plans. We work with the mall owner, which happens to be a bank because it went into foreclosure and bankruptcy.
Wow.
Who had that
before? Do you remember? It
actually was the largest mall operator in the world, Simon Malls.
That's right.
It was a spinoff of theirs called Washington Prime.
Okay.
That was failing.
Weren't they affiliated with that Old Orchard?
No connection to Old Orchard. Oh. That's Westfield that owns Old Orchard.
Oh, Westfield, okay.
So we showed three concept plans. If you want to go to our website, lincolnwoodil.org, and you just put in Lincolnwood Town Center concept into the search bar, you'll see our concept plans. We show three different levels of redevelopment, from reusing the mall building to reusing elements of the building to completely knocking it down, building new. As many as 12 stories, several hundred units of residential, and as much as 3 million square feet of commercial development is shown there potentially. And so the idea was to show the development community, the investors that are coming to develop, that we mean business. If you are interested in doing a development, come and ask us. We're probably going to be willing to work
with you.
Okay. Yeah, I started as a retail architect, and I went throughout the United States, and one of my clients was Dick's Clothing and Sporting Goods.
Oh, fantastic.
So I was doing something in New York. It was a pyramid mall, and I was walking by, and there was a big fight going on in front of the Woolworths, and the guy, the manager of the mall, screaming at them. I walked over. Woolworths had built a pyramid of toilet paper for the grand opening. I was like,
oh my God, are you serious?
The guy goes, take that down now, but this is a pyramid ball. So you learn a lot of interesting stuff in the retail world.
Yeah, that's cute. Yeah.
I've never had to deal with a toilet paper pyramid before.
You see?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
You used to see that. You don't see that much anymore.
No,
you
know? No, and that's when Woolworths was big. They had stores everywhere, and that's another Woolworths. One that went.
Yeah. That was a great story.
It's the way of things.
I
just had a meeting with somebody last week in the city of Chicago, and I was meeting with the Chicago agency, a government agency, about my business.
Okay.
And they were complaining to me about Blockbuster having closed in one of my shopping centers. I think about this. This is a member of the public complaining to the landlord about the store in the landlord shopping center having closed. And I said, did you think I did that? The company went out of business.
I know.
They went bankrupt several years ago.
That's right.
You as the customer weren't going to that store. You're probably going to a Redbox.
All right. One more time. Your webpage and the email, how to get a hold of you?
LincolnwoodIL.org to find out anything Lincolnwood. If you want to email me, it's jpatel@lwd.org. To find any trustee on the village board, their first initial and last name at lwd.org. I want to say that we pride ourselves on being among the best of the communities around for our community development department. Long ago, Lincolnwood had developed a bad reputation for having permits issued, plans reviewed. We have turned that around. That was one of our big goals when I took office.
Wow.
And I'm proud to say that we have made great strides. Always there's still work to do. But for anybody who's out there interested in Lincolnwood, our doors are open. Come on in.
Okay.
We're here.
Excellent. Well, thank you, everyone. Mayor. We love you all. Don't forget the onions. And next week, I don't know, we might have the Broadway star.
We got an interesting show coming, listeners.
Yeah, we got lots of fun.
Thanks
coming
for listening.
Up.
Be kind to each other.
And
buy some Cicada onions.
From the coming
Shriners.
For you, Bobby.
Right.
Cicada Sally in a few weeks will be
Take
in
Take care,
meeting.
Everyone.
Thank
we
you
love
all.
You.
Thank you.
The preceding program, Where Are They Now?, was sponsored by Art Andros and Bobby Drell of Hey Listen Communications. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of Heartland Signal, LLC, or its management.